You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, suffered one of the worst single-day losses in the stock market's history. Its shares plunged more than 26%, losing a whopping more than $200 billion. Now that Meta's stock has taken a beating, should Indian investors buy the stock at this discounted price? Stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on the pandemic, state elections that are due this month, markets, cryptocurrency and more. Before we discuss more about Facebook's sell-off, let's first see how the domestic market fared on February 4th. Indian shares ended lower for the second straight day today. Sensex fell 143 points to close at 58,645, whereas Nifty 50 dropped 44 points to close at 17,500. However, on a weekly basis, both indices gained more than 2% each after failing for two consecutive weeks. State Bank of India shares hit a 52-week high today, ahead of the bank's quarterly financial results. The SBI stock rose as much as 1.2% to 546 rupees, which is the 52-week high. The stock, however, gave up the day's gains later. ITC shares were also in focus today after the company reported its financial results for the October to December period. The stock, however, succumbed to selling pressure after a positive start. While global brokerage Jefferies maintained a buy rating on the ITC stock, Citi retained a neutral rating, whereas CLSA reiterated its buy call. Moving on, the countdown to LIC IPO has begun, and it is something that the street is definitely looking forward to. The draft prospectus for IPO will likely be filed between February 7th and February 11th, that is the next week. The government has received the embedded value report for LIC and it is expected to be slightly over 5 trillion rupees. Meanwhile, Vedant Fashions IPO hit the market today to raise up to 3,149 crore rupees. Choice Broking has recommended subscribing to the issue with caution, whereas brokerage Anand Rathi says the company's category advantage, industry-leading margins and return ratio are positives, but mounting competition in men and women's celebration wear and a slowdown in consumptions are risks. However, it did not rate the IPO. And now, coming back to the global stock, Meta. The sell-off in Meta's shares began after a disappointing set of quarterly earnings reports that failed to match analysts' expectations. Meta missed estimates on revenue, operating income, and even its daily average user base declined. The company has also predicted its slowest growth for the upcoming quarter, which has spooked investors. While Meta's stock has taken a beating, its discounted price provides an opportunity for Indian investors to buy one of the biggest stocks in the world. The question is whether they should take that opportunity. Investing in US stocks brings exposure to some of the biggest companies in the world for investors, while also giving Indian investors the double benefit of rising shares with a weakened rupee to the dollar, which means they earn more for their investment. While many stocks may be costly for a per share price for Indian investors, reports suggest that fractional investing can help many purchase stocks like Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, and more. According to Bloomberg data, Meta stock has 49 buy, 11 hold, and 2 sell recommendations, with an average target price of $340. The current price of a Meta share is $237. However, many experts suggest that Meta's sell-off is not over yet. Moving on, here's an update on the country's pandemic situation. Several states have begun easing restrictions as daily cases have started to come down gradually. Karnataka has allowed theatres, gyms, yoga centres and swimming pools to operate at full capacity. Delhi too has announced more relaxations. Schools, colleges, offices and gyms in the national capital will reopen from Monday. And the night curfew will continue, but it has been pushed by back an hour, which means that there will be a night curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Offices, both private and government, will be allowed to operate at 100% attendance. Also, drivers in cars with no other passengers will be exempt from mask rules. Next up, the election season is here and political parties are in full swing campaigning, even if it's in the virtual mode. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath filed his nomination papers for the Gorakhpur urban seat. In a virtual rally, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the UP government under CM Adityanath's leadership. He said, "No one could have imagined that criminals would ever come under control, but the Chief Minister has established the rule of law in UP. And the state needs a government that continuously works at double speed." Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, Bhupendra Singh Hooda and Anand Sharma are among Congress's star campaigners for the Punjab Assembly elections. Next up are a few developments on the business front. FMCG, that is fast-moving consumer goods sales, declined 10% in January compared to the previous month, according to data from retail intelligence platform Bizom. The decline came both on the back of the month seeing a peak third wave and a dull post-festive season. However, compared to January 2021, FMCG sales expanded 9.5%, which indicates that there was lesser impact on sales compared to the other two COVID waves. In another update from the business world, BharatPay founder Ashneer Grover has accused CEO Suhail Sameer of siding with investors to oust him. In an exclusive interview with Money Control, Grover said that Sameer was a puppet of the investors and that a large conspiracy was at play behind ousting him and instituting a probe. BharatPay has been in the news over Grover's alleged use of inappropriate language against one of Kotak Group employees. Following the controversy, Grover took a voluntary leave of absence until March end. Grover's wife and firm's controller, Madhuri Grover, has also been linked to fraud schemes in the company. She also went on a leave last week after the company initiated an independent audit. Lastly, here's what crypto exchanges have to say about the new tax on digital assets income. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced that virtual assets will now be taxed at 30% on all income made on them. Virtual digital assets will most likely cover assets like non-fungible tokens and cryptocurrencies. In an exclusive interview with CNBC TV 18, Ashish Singhal, the co-founder and CEO of CoinSwitch Kuber, said that this is a positive development and signals that the government recognizes the crypto industry. He said that there has been a 35% increase in new signups in the last 2 to 3 days, that is since the budget. He says this also shows that people see this as a right step going forward for the industry. The cryptocurrency bill is still awaited, but this is definitely a step in the right direction, according to him. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.